Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan. I am very grateful you chose to be with me on this May 19th day, 2019. We're going to be looking at a formidable issue in our life, concentration. And I think it's going to be very important, especially if you're a meditator or you've worked on meditation and you've found that it's very difficult to concentrate, which my questioners all are talking about here, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. I do need to remind you, focus now, concentrate here, that it is only through your sponsorship, your tax-deductible gifts, that this radio program can be heard. Without your support, we cannot do radio. I can't offer you all the things I do, such as the TV programs on my website at aspire.org, or any of the things I do, let's say like hospice, because all of these things require dinero, moolah, money, donations. So your tax-deductible gifts are very important to us. If you are helped by this radio program, our TV programs, any of the things we do here on Aspire, you need to remember it can't be done without donations. And your gifts are tax-deductible. Always know that. If you go to the website at aspire.org, down at the bottom of the page, you will see why support Aspire, and it goes into what your contributions do, how they work, what you will receive for your contributions, and one of them is 122 discourses, TV discourses that I did on all of the TV programs that I made over the years. It's really weird to sit here and think of all that work. I mean, a lot of work. And this includes the Beatitudes, Nobody Likes You Anyway, From the Heart of the Tao, The Sound of One Hand Clapping, the Gnostic Gospels. It goes on and on and on. And a lot of these programs won Emmys and Telly Awards. So I'm hoping that you will take a look at your donation, make one, and become a sponsor and avail yourself of all of the beautiful gifts that are there that have been given to you through the work that I've done over the years to help not just inspire you, because I really would like to think it goes deeper than that. And I don't want to just inform you. I want you to be on your path of awakening. I would like to assist you on that path of awakening. That's what I would like to be able to do, and do everything I can to make that path more viable in your life. Go take a look. See if you can't become a sponsor, because you can. Everybody can afford exactly what they want to do. I've found this out all throughout my life. Let's look at the word concentration for a moment. Do you concentrate? Do you avoid concentration? Do you have the mental acuity to concentrate? It is defined as the action or power of focusing one's attention or mental effort on something. How long can you focus your concentration? Is concentration obsession, compulsion? Is it any of those things or all of those things? What is concentration? Well, I hope to be able to maybe open up that door a little bit more for you here on the radio program. Let's go to the first question. This is from Ted. He does not tell me where he lives. I have trouble concentrating in meditation. It is hard for me. Can I fix this? Is there a faster way to do it, Ted? You know, Ted, everybody wants a fast, quick, easy way to learn how to do the things that are most essential to a person's life. Now, scientifically, from what I've read, okay, and this is, excuse me, just what I've read, concentration is a a factor of genetic disposition in your body, and it has to be built. It's like a muscle. It has to be nurtured, it has to be developed, and there has to be repetitions of focus on concentration. And if we don't, then our mind just goes haphazardly all over the place. We can go into a place of suspicion, of doubt, of fear, of positivity. You can go all over the place. But let me tell you what I have found, at least for myself and for my students after 47 years of helping them. Concentration is more than just focus. You have to have a profound sense of interest and sometimes even urgency to focus on your meditation, on your breath, on the tones that I offer to you. It often takes a great deal of practice to learn how to focus, how to have the intent to want things right there for you right now. Everything is perfect in our lives, whether we know it or not. To focus our attention on this perfection and to be able to see it without prejudice is the key. You see, the reason most of us don't concentrate well or find it difficult is because of our prejudicial thoughts. These thoughts that are prejudicial are saying to us, you're not enough, you're not smart enough, you can't do this, this isn't important to focus on. We allow our minds to be entertained. We do not train our minds to be focused. We sit, we watch a movie, we watch a TV show, we watch a sporting event, and we just allow our minds to do whatever our minds want to do in those things without any sense of concentration. The mind is allowed to go wherever it wants. The synapses are firing off. The neurons are doing what they're doing, all in a kind of haphazard, chaotic manner. And because this is the way we think and this is the way we've trained ourselves to think, we put ourselves in a posture and in a mental position where we just lose it all. We just can't focus. We just can't see the beginning, the middle, and the end. And this is not helped by the way we live our life, going from one entertainment to another, to another, to another. That just doesn't help us at all. So there are things you can do to, shall we say, learn how to be more focused. Now, the word I'm about to use is not a word that Westerners like at all. They don't believe in it. They avoid it. It is not a word that most people think of as being pleasant. The only reason one would use this word or incorporate it in their life would be for the sake of trying to get something that seems really important to them, some end goal, like losing weight or looking better or having more money or finishing a project for the sake of the ego. The word is discipline. I know you don't like it. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to think about it. Discipline? That's restriction. I don't want to be disciplined. I hear this all the time. We in the West like to think we're free, but we're not. We're in bad shape, worse than we even imagine. And we're sitting here thinking, I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that. That's not fair. And we think we know what's fair, what we have to do, what we don't have to do. We have no concept of the bigger picture of this world, this life, this culture, society that we live in, and where it's going, how it's working. We are undisciplined people, and we don't really care to accentuate any kind of personal discipline, much less restraint. And we even need that from time to time because, well, we see in government how it is without restraint. And it's not very healthy for the masses. So what do we do? How do we live with this? Can it be fixed, you ask? You have Ted, you say you have trouble focusing or concentrating is in meditation. Let me give you a technique that could be very helpful. You get an object, some inanimate object, a rock, a candle, whatever. It doesn't matter. It could be a pot, a pan. It doesn't matter. And you put it before you, and you just look at it until it is the only thing in the room. Now, this takes practice, and it isn't as easy as it sounds. When I ask my students to re-listen, let's say, to one of my discourses, I ask them to put an object, a rock, a candle, whatever, in front of them, focus on it, have concentration on just that, and then listen to the discourse while they're focusing. The ones that do this hear things very well. The ones who don't do this or can't do this or don't train themselves to do this miss. It's a practice. And you are honing in your attentions beyond the limitations of your mental acuity at the time. You will find if you give this, well, maybe 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. Then increase the time. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. Just increase it as you can. You will soon find your concentration level, your power of focus, it changes. You will find that you're able to hear and experience many aspects of your life that you had previously missed. This will change the gestalt of your life and how you live in that gestalt for the rest of your life. That's how you fix it. But you have to be disciplined. You have to do this every day, twice a day, starting at 5 minutes. I know, you're not going to do it. You'll do it for a little while and then you won't. And it's the lifestyle that's killing Americans and killing people in general because we just want to be able to do what we want to be able to do. And we don't work on ourselves. We just don't. We don't see any need to, blah, 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 blah. I've heard it all of my life. I've been a teacher for 47 years and I'm telling you, I've heard it all the time. There's nothing I can do to inspire you or to get you to do this. You must do it on your own. And if you do, much good could happen out of it. There you are, Ted. I hope that helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Jim. He does not tell me where he lives either. Nobody's telling me where they live or where they listen to me from. It's okay, but it would be interesting. How do I focus on my breath? It is hard for me to do this, much less try to listen to the tones that you offer in your meditations, Jim. Well, Jim, the same thing is true with you that is with Ted. You focus on the breath by simply learning how to acknowledge your breath, watch it go in, watch it go out, and looking for the gap, the pause, the space between one breath and another. That's the key to Vipassana meditation, to find that gap, that pause, that space. And once it is realized that there is a pause, a gap, and a space, you will, as I did, fall in love, believe it or not. This immense energy will overtake you. It's compassionate, it's forgiving, it's loving, it's kind. It will do many, many wonderful things for you. Does it take energy and focus? Absolutely. So you ask, how do I focus on my breath? You say it's hard. You can't do it. And the tones, you can't focus on them because your mind is probably trying to make a tune out of them rather than just focusing your attention on the breath. But that's just the way the human being is. You have to ignore those little odysseys of the mind trying to take you down a path that takes you away from your focus and concentration. Now, do you know why your mind does that besides being undisciplined? It's because of what you identify with as your ego, as yourself. You see, it is the ego that is the identity we have given to our body and our life. We have missed the whole kit and caboodle of our life. We've missed it all. And the sad aspect of all of this is that in missing that life that we have, we only can live in the ego, in the pride, in the vanity, in the misunderstanding, in the cruelty of an ego that is not going to help us very much do many wonderful things because it can't. It is only about self-preservation with the ego. So you have to decide something, Jim. Why would you even bother to meditate? What is the function, the purpose, the motivation for meditation for you? Now, you know, I hear this from millennials all the time. Well, it's, you know, you relax and you get comfortable. And No. That's not it at all. It is about going deep inside the mystical realm of our being. We are culturally and metaphorically and physically and psychologically a mess in this country. We have way too many distractions. You can't even read an article on the internet without something butting in saying, "Will you buy this, buy that, get this, go here, go there." Don't finish the article, go over here. Or when you're done with that, go over. You have to understand the contrariness of our society, of our marketing, and how you've been marketed and trained to think. And don't think that there aren't, quote unquote, higher powers at stake here in marketing that want you to be unfocused, that want you to drift away and be absolutely scattered. Don't think that that isn't at play, because it is. You have to take care of your mind like you would take care of your biological heart, your lungs, by not smoking or drinking or doing things that harm the body. You have to care about your body. You have to take care of it. And you also have to take care of your mind. So it is hard to focus and concentrate. And a lot of people have ADD, ADHD, ABCDEFG. You know, everybody has these mental, emotional disabilities. Many of them are genetic. They're scientific. And I understand that. But you just can't say, well, this is just the way I am. You know, I'm just going to go through this life and be ADD, ADHD. You can't do that. You've got to make an effort, if you're serious, to do some things with your mind that would focus on a discipline to take care of your mind. If the doctor told you that, you know, eating a certain food, you have an allergic reaction to it, even though you like it, you can't do because it makes your body sick, would you continue to do it? Well, there's a lot of people out there that I know of that would. They just don't care. they'll suffer the consequences to have whatever it is they want for that momentary pleasure of having something that overrides their fear, their anger, their hatred. It's really ugly, and this is what we do. I know it's hard. Jim, I know it's hard, but you have to decide what kind of life you want and the quality of your life. And frankly, I'll be very frank, if you're over the age of 25, you're probably pretty cooked. Most people are cooked at 7, but if you're really cooked, then it's going to be a long haul back. It's going to take a lot of devotion and dedication to overcome this, and not a lot of people see the value of that, nor want to do it. So it's up to you, dear one. However you want to see this happening, it's up to you. Jim, practice makes for, not perfect, but makes for change, real productive change. I hope that helps you in some way. Please forgive me. Namaste. At times when I'm talking like this, it must sound like hieroglyphics to a lot of you. And I understand that. I do, because there's nothing in our culture that supports anything really spiritual. All right, let's go to the last one, Kathy. And she tells me where she lives because I hear from her often, Los Angeles. I'm cynical about meditation. How do I know it's legitimate and you're legitimate, Kathy? You don't know, Kathy. I mean, you gotta know in your intuition. You're a woman. You have this wonderful thing called intuition. Men do too, but I'm just saying that tongue in cheek. I'm not here to convince you of my authenticity. Really? You really think that I'm going to sit here and try to prove to you that meditation is important? Prove to you that it's authentic? Prove to you that what I'm teaching you here or offering to you here is important? You think I'm going to sit there and just, yes, Kathy, this is very, very, I'm not going to do that. You either get it or don't. You know, you either understand the way, the truth, and the light, and what brings you to it, or you don't. My suspicion is about you. You shouldn't be suspicious about me. I mean nothing to you in your life. What you need to look at is, why am I asking him this question? What is it about me that is suspicious and causes me to be distracted by my thoughts? Maybe something authentic is poison to the inauthentic that lives within you. Maybe you have one of those do not disturb signs on your forehead, and my work or my teachings or my radio programs or meditation in general, is something that doesn't work for you because you're focused on other things. And what those other things are, I do not know, because I don't know you. But I can tell you one thing. You're not going to grow and mature unless you understand the nature of your heart and the nature of your being, the nature of your livingness. You're going to have to decide how you want to live the rest of your life. I wish I could do it for you to help you, but I can't. It is not in my powers. So I say to you, don't doubt me. I'm of no consequence to your life. I don't want anything out of you. You need to doubt yourself. You need to doubt this person, Kathy, and wonder, is there something beyond her that I'm missing? Could be my entire life, but is there something about her that keeps me from having a direct experience of what it means to truly live in this world, but not of it? If you can do that, if you can look at it from that point of view, something magnificent could be happening to you. Who knows? You could be even changing. Who knows? I'm out of here. Kathy, thank you for your email. I really appreciate it. Please forgive me. Namaste. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening, your patience, your kindness. If you have questions, you know what to do. Email me at greg@aspire.org. Greg@aspire.org. www.thebrightside.org. Have a beautiful weekend. Namaste.